What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
No hugs tonight. No hugs tonight. No hugs. There will be no hugs tonight. Padres fall to Cincinnati. The Padres are getting outslugged in their own ballpark the last 2 days. The Reds have hit 5 home runs. They hit 3 today. They really should have hit 4. I mean, let's be honest. Fernando Tatis Jr. deserves all the credit in the world. He's unbelievable.
Amazing.
In the field. I mean, he made 2 spectacular plays, none better than the robbery of Tyler Stevenson. But Stevenson gets the last laugh. He homers off Suarez in the 9th inning. And the Padres go very quietly into the night. We'll get into this lineup and the failures right now with this lineup. I mean, Jackson Merrill, 2 hits, which was very encouraging, a couple of extra base hits, but that was 2 of their 3 hits as a team. And they were facing a pitcher that had been very average with the Cincinnati Reds. So Padres fall in game 2-4-2. They'll try to win the series tomorrow, and they're facing Andrew Abbott, who is a very tough left-handed pitcher with a 5:40 start on Wednesday late afternoon. So John and Jim with you on the wrap-up show. I think we started the show 1 subscriber shy of 9,600. If you wouldn't mind subscribing, we do appreciate you. Smash the like button for us. You can follow us on X at John Schaefer and Jim Russell SD. As you know, we appreciate your support of the channel. If you want to weigh in, if you want to see your comment on screen, if you just want to support the channel and our work, if you wouldn't mind hitting the dollar sign below the chat box, we'll get to your super chats here tonight. You can kind of control the direction of the conversation if you want to. And of course, if you want to become a member, we had a few last night, I think, you can click the join button down below. But I would just say disappointing, Jim. I mean, again, you're playing with fire, trailing by multiple runs all the time. Now, they won yesterday, to their credit. But you allow back-to-back home runs. If not for Tatis, you're basically out of the game. But you stay in the game, you get even, and then you end up falling. But I just think you're playing with fire. And we'll get into King. That it's encouraging enough. He should have allowed 3 home runs, if we're being honest. But they're playing with fire. They got burnt. They're 2 games back of the Dodgers, which is 3 games back of the Dodgers. And you fall 1 game further back of LA, and the division is cooked. So it's getting close.
Here's a number in the series. Reds 5, Padres nothing. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, because it's home runs.
Correct. The Reds have hit 5 homers in the series. The Padres have had 0 home runs in the series. I saw the number today. Padres are getting out-homered at home by opposing teams. I don't know what the number is now, but it's a pretty significant number. The road teams have hit 70-plus home runs. The Padres haven't hit 60 home runs at Petco Park this year. I think AJ Casswell put that tweet out, so I want to look at that.
And if not for Tatis, they would have allowed 5 more.
Exactly, yeah. If Tatis hadn't robbed, 5 home runs now at Petco this year? Or 4 home runs?
5 for the year, 4 in the last 20-something home games.
Look, incredible. He is the best defensive outfielder in the game, and it's not even close. But here's the thing. This team, and don't get me wrong, like, without Tatis, the score is even worse tonight, probably. But they need to score runs. Like, you know, scoring more runs than the other team is like how you win baseball games. Jim Facts.
Ooh, I like that. I like that.
And, you know, with the way that Manny's playing right now, which is just got like, I almost think Tell me if you agree. And you say this all the time. Okay. Lose a battle to win a war.
Yeah.
I almost think you sit him tomorrow.
Sit him.
You give him 2 days off or 2.5 days off because you're going to need Manny down the stretch.
There's no 2.5 days off, though. They play the Rockies Thursday.
I thought they play. Oh, the Dodgers have a day off on Thursday.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay. Sit him tomorrow. Fuck it. Sit him tomorrow. Like, I'm sorry, but if this guy's begging for an off day, if he desperately needs one, if he's going to keep playing like this without an off day, without some rest, sit him. I'm not saying sit him because he's sucking right now. Right. I'm saying sit him because you need to get this guy back. You need to, like, energize him a little bit. And maybe if you just sit him for a day, it's better than sitting. It's better to sit him now than to sit him at the end of the year when you really need him. You know, you got 17 games remaining. I think you sit him tomorrow. I do.
I'm putting that as a question in the chat.
And this is not because he's playing like shit. I'm not saying you got to bench him because he sucks right now. I'm saying
that to me is a big, and he's playing like shit because he's playing every day and he's run himself into the ground.
Right. And that's what I'm saying is you sit him tomorrow to rest him, not because he's sucking. Like, hey, just tell him, you know what? Don't even do anything tomorrow. Just like literally just sit in the dugout.
Like sit at home, man. Hang with the fam. Like, I mean, grab some freaking sushi. Like call up Roki. Didn't he have Roki over for sushi?
Yeah, exactly.
A couple of things.
There's a lot to talk about.
There is a lot to talk about. I mean, I guess let's start at the start for a moment. I mean, I saw the tweets and I watched this game with Michael King. I thought there was some good in there. Okay. He wasn't overly rusty. He was efficient in those five innings, right?
Five innings, pitches. Two runs, 63 pitches. That's, you'll take it.
But there is a but, and it's a big but, and there is an asterisk, and it's Manny. It's a Tati. Like,
oh, yeah.
For a 1 in 1,000 play, it's five innings, four runs, three home runs allowed. Now, again, I said today, the most important thing is coming out of this thing healthy and putting yourself in a position to continue to progress and be healthy and effective in the postseason. And I still feel that way. And I still feel that way coming out of the start. But I think everyone needs to see a lot more before I'm fully on board with, you know, King. And that's fine. I mean, he's only thrown two innings before tonight since May 18th. But because of Tati, they stayed in the game, which is a credit to Tati, obviously. And then the way they got even in this game is so Padres. It was Merrill who's, but thank the Lord, Merrill's heated up. That's encouraging, right? Mm-hmm. Merrill's heated up. And then there was the sack, Zach Diego. And then you're relying, how many times, Jim, have I freaking said, and you know this, and you've agreed a lot, how many times have I said, if you think you're just sitting on every tire, every lead, you're going to win every game because of this bullpen, you are mistaken. And they have lost so many times since August 1st, tied or a run-up. I mean, it's happened a handful of times. So, and this isn't the postseason. You're not playing the baseball's best teams right now. No. You're playing okay teams. So that's my concern. It's just like they try to sit on a 2-2 game. Like, we're just going to win it because we can bunt our way over in the 10th inning. We're just going to win the game in the 10th inning. Well, you got to get to the 10th inning. And they didn't, unfortunately, tonight.
So going back to the start here.
Yep.
Before the game, I told you I would keep a track of how many times. Because she'll die on this fucking hill of, I got to have my best defense out there. Mike, you know, I got to have Iglesias out there. King's a ground ball pitcher. Like, I can't sacrifice defense for offense when we can't do shit on offense. I have to make sure our best defense is out there.
Have to.
I want you to take a guess. How many times a ground ball was hit to Jose Iglesias and Jake Cronenworth at second base tonight? When Michael King was out.
First couple of innings are always when I'm in and out because I got Jones and I'm watching, but I'm this, that, and the other. I mean, I was watching when there were some off the bat, there were none in the first or second inning. I don't recall. I'm going to guess it was like in the 1 or 2 range.
Two.
Okay. So, well, guess what? When you got two chances, you can put John Schaefer out there and he's got a chance to make one of them.
Right. I mean,
we're talking about two chances.
And then Okay, so Mike Schilt has just preached the fact that he wants to have his best defense out there, and he refuses to put Cronenworth at short consistently with Xander out, and Arise at second consistently, and O'Hearn at first, to have the to optimize the best lineup offensively that you can for an entire game. He refuses to do that, right? I'm going defense. Yet in the eighth inning of a tie game, because he pinch hit Luis Arise, he then has Jake Cronenworth play shortstop with Luis Arise at second base.
The most important moment of the game, to your point.
The most important moment.
The first inning. Yeah, the first inning, in theory, an error could be overcome because you have all these chances ahead with your bats. In the eighth inning, you have so much smaller margins to work with to overcome something that goes wrong. Yet he – and listen, well, we'll get to all these supers. We appreciate you guys. Over 400 people here live. Subscribe. But hear me out, Jim. I get it. Is it 2003 A's? I'm not – it doesn't have to be Moneyball. I'm not saying put Scott Hattieburg at first base. You know what I mean? Like, I get it. You got to be able to field your position. But the Padres are a good fielding team. If you play someone out of position, so to speak, by and large, it can be overcome. These aren't butchers in the field. Jake Cronenworth is not a butcher. He can play shortstop. Arise is a below average first baseman. So what's wrong if he's a below average second baseman? He's below average regardless with the metrics. He doesn't have range. All right. Manny doesn't have the greatest range. You know, you can have, by the way, you can have the greatest defensive player ever, Fernando Tatis Jr., and lose. So the defense can never win you the game, but or by and large, you have to win it with your bats. And that's always the issue. And here on out, I'm like, I got to put my best foot forward with my lineup. I mean, you at the trade deadline acquire Ramon Laureano and Ryan O'Hearn. Luis Arise, listen, we can be critical of Luis Arise. He has to play against right-handed pitching. He has to. That's the only reason he's on this team. He feasts right-handed pitching. He does. He hits 300 against right-handed pitching. He needs to play against righties. And I know he struck out on three pitches or four pitches later in this game. But I think it's as simple as that, Jim. I cannot allow the Padres to enter the offseason and be like, well, what if they didn't start Jose Iglesias in that freaking wild card series for two straight games? Like, they have to play with their offense in mind, not their defense.
Well, the thought is that Xander will be back and that Jose Iglesias isn't touching the field in a wild card series.
I know.
But it's a good point of like, hey, look, if you are going to preach defense, maybe you got caught there. But again, you got it. When you're a manager in baseball, you have to think two, three, four steps ahead always, especially in crucial games of your season. You know, if you get slipped up and you in June or May, okay, so it's a 162 game year.
Yep.
But in September, when you're in a pennant race, when every game matters so much, you can't preach to everybody how important defense is to you and give reasons to the media why you're starting Jose Iglesias at shortstop instead of Jake Cronenworth to maximize your offense, to put Arise at second against a righty. But then late in the game, in a 2-2 tie game, you have Cronenworth at short and Arise at second. The fuck? You just wasted three at-bats by Jose Iglesias. And now Jose Iglesias did get robbed of a home run tonight, but still. Like,
true.
You just you wasted three at-bats that could have gone to Luis Arise against a right-handed pitcher. Wasted.
Yeah, I'll die on that hill all year. I'm sorry. And the reason I'll do it, and by the way, it's not just me and Jim, it's a number of you in the chat. Kyle Glazer today, who, by the way, has studied the game for 20 years, right? Baseball America. I mean, the guy knows his shit. He really does. Systems and major leaguers, covers the Padres so extensively. We asked him the question. I mean, we didn't lead it in any direction. We just said, like, are you going to go with your best offensive lineup? Or are you going to rely on your defense? And he's like, right now, with the injuries they're dealing with, like with Bogaerts out and with their offensive struggles in general, like you got to go offense first. Like, I get it. It could hurt you on the defensive side, but you need to go offense first. And that's just like my motto from here on out. Like, you know what? I'm okay with them going into the offseason, not winning a World Series, fielding their best lineup, but I'm not okay with them going into the offseason, not winning a World Series and having like Mason McCoy on the field, which won't happen. I get it in the postseason, but like, you have O'Hearn and you have Laureano and you have you got to put these players in positions to succeed. And by the way, these players need to hit. We'll get into that after some of these.
Yeah, that too.
The Manny Machado slump is so ridiculous right now. It is so absurd. Kyle said it post-game with Shield. He's hit 199 since August 1st. I mean, that is almost incomprehensible if you watch the first 4 months of this year. Every so often, man, thank you for the first super of the night. We appreciate you, man. If you're here, subscribe. And if you're here, thank you for the supers. We'll get to all of them. Just click the dollar sign below the chat box like every so often. It says, time for an old one, but good one. I want the Padres to help bury me at my funeral so that they can let me down one last time. That's hilarious.
I've heard that before. It's good.
Season's not over. They lost to the Reds. They had won three straight. The season is not over. They could win this series. They can still win this division. I'm at Fangraphs, Jim, and the Padres have a 13.5% chance now in the division. Dodgers up to 86.3. The Padres have a 1.5% chance to clinch a bye. So we know where they're heading. They're heading to a 3, 4, 5, or 6 seed, but now it's becoming more likely that it's a 4, 5, or 6 seed based on tonight's results. Dodgers win, Padres lose. That's a lot to overcome in 17 games.
And, by the way, Cubs win as well.
Good point.
So, you know, you're three back of them. I don't know exactly what the tiebreaker is with the Cubs. My guess is you hold the tiebreaker, or there's a good chance that they hold the tiebreaker just because they split the season series. So then it goes to intra division. And again, I don't know what that is. We should probably know that, but I'm so hyper focused on like the Dodgers because they're closer. The time will come when maybe we need to, you know, we'll know what that is, but as of right now, like, you're three back of the four, you're two, but really three back of the division. You know, hopefully, you know, I said this, 5-2 homestand. Even if they lose tomorrow and they go out and sweep the Rockies at home, they will have accomplished what they need to accomplish in the 7-game homestand. Would you agree?
Yeah, I agree with that. I'm taking 5-2, no matter how you come up with it. I would agree with that. It won't feel good in real time tomorrow to talk about it, them being 1-2 in this homestand. But if they were to actually do that and win four straight against the Rockies, it doesn't matter who you're playing, they count.
Right.
And if you did that, I'm assuming you're not losing any ground. 4-1 over your next five, I think you'd probably gain a game on someone, if not multiple teams.
The thought process is, as the Dodgers have an off day on Thursday, you play the Rockies on Thursday. If you swept the Rockies, you gain a half game there. And also, you're banking on the Giants, who faced the Dodgers this weekend, they won 13 of 16 right now. I mean, they're red hot. You are 100% rooting for the Giants this weekend against the Dodgers. Like, 100%.
Right.
It is go Giants this weekend against the Dodgers. And if the Dodgers go and lose even just one game against the Giants this weekend, and you swept the Rockies. Now, this would all be predicated on, like, you know, even if you lose tomorrow, the Dodgers have to lose as well.
Yeah, but you'd pick up a game and a half in that scenario, is what you're saying. You get the off day half game, you get the one game in the.
Yeah. As long as you go into Thursday, still two back, which they are right now, and you swept the Rockies and the Dodgers, say they take 2 or 3 from the Giants, you will still have picked up a game and a half.
Yeah, and you make a good point on the Giants. I mean, I don't know if this hot stretch will literally finish off the year. It's hard to play like this for longer than 16 or 17 games, right? It's hard to play 30 games at the clip that the Giants are trying to play 30 games at to get into the postseason. But they're at the point where it's definitely possible. I wouldn't call it likely. I think the Giants are still on the outside looking in. That's how it works this time of year. But it's possible. I mean, there's a world. Yeah, I mean, the Giants, I don't think, are a concern to the Padres as of yet. How many games are the Giants behind the Padres, Jim? 5?
Good question. 5.5.
5.5? Are they done? Is that game in the books, or is it 5.5 with tonight? The Giants won tonight. The game's over.
No, you're right. It's 5.
It's 5. So I agree with what you're saying. I will root for the Giants to feast on the Dodgers right now, but it's also a case of be careful what you wish for. Because if they sweep the Dodgers and you lose tomorrow and you lose a game to Colorado, then all of a sudden they're three back of you at the end of the weekend. So, like,
that's true.
It comes down to the Padres the backdoor game.
Whoa. So, excuse me? What?
It's all the
what? Okay. Pause. The back door. John, come on, bro. What are we doing?
I don't know.
Oh, shit.
The back door game.
Back door game.
I'm just saying, it's a fun game to play. Games. Let me get to this next super. Rocket says they have no shot in October playing this way. I don't think it's as simple as that, truthfully. I really don't. There's always a team that's not playing well. There's always a team that's playing well. It doesn't always work out the way you think it's going to work out. And that's us saying that, and we've been heavily critical of this team. But I don't think I can definitively say tonight that the Padres don't have a shot in October. Now, maybe if they don't play well, sure. But I don't think I can say right now the Padres don't have a shot in October.
They have a shot, but here's the thing. I already know what, if they lose in October, I already know what's going to happen if they lose. It's that their offense is going to go MIA. They're going to get out homered by the other team. They're not going to show enough power. And that's what's going to do them in if they lose in the postseason. That's what I feel like. You know, when you don't have power and you can't score consistently and you put so much effort into just scratching and clawing just 3-4 runs across, when the other team, it takes one pitch for them to hit a 3-run homer, that probably will do you in.
True. I would agree with that.
And by the way, your bullpen is not invincible.
They really have.
Clearly, you know who's invincible?
You know who's invincible is Mason Miller.
And Adrian Morejon. Those two guys feel like they're invincible.
But Mason Miller right now is so dominant. And I buy the case. We can talk about Miller's closer. I'm 100% on board with that. But we were in the group chat tonight with Darnay. You're like, this is simple. Just make Miller closer. And I agree. It's probably time to do that because you want to do that for a couple of weeks before the postseason. But who's to say Robert Suarez doesn't blow the tie in the eighth? I mean, he's got a 3.2 ERA. He's been good, but he has not been great. He's been hittable. He's allowed long balls.
And here's the thing. And they have made their bed that even if the correct course of action is to elevate Miller to your closer, elevate Morejon to your eighth inning guy, now you're moving down Robert Suarez to your seventh inning. You've made your bet. I mean, Schilt preaches team first all the time. That would be something that would be interesting. But I feel like wherever you put Jeremiah Estrada, it's going to be a roller coaster. It's plain and simple. Like wherever you put him, it's a roller coaster.
Yeah, I agree.
And for a guy that has such a mindset of getting the last three outs of the game, all of a sudden now you're just like, hey, you're the seventh inning guy.
That's hard to do.
It's worked with Mason Miller as their eighth inning guy. But Mason Miller's stuff is so much better than Jeremiah Estrada. Or not. God damn it. It's so much better than Robert Suarez's stuff. It's not even close.
Yeah, it's not close. Yeah. By the way, the poll, should the Padres give Manny a day off tomorrow? 208 votes. 68% say yes right now.
Just do it. Just do it.
Yeah.
It's if tough. Not now, like you're going to miss your window of opportunity to give him a day off.
Yeah, but you know what's going to happen? You know what's going to happen if Schilt writes that lineup card out and Manny's not in it? You're going to have a Manny Machado, George Brett racing into the manager's office to like fight him.
Well, we won't see it if that happened.
I know. But I get your point. Don't you agree? Like Manny said it publicly recently. He's like, I'm not taking a day off now. Like, screw that. I should have already taken a day off. But he's like, they're too important.
I get it, but that could also be cryptic of like,
give me a day off.
Like he's not going to go to the media and be like, I need a day off. I know we're in a pennant race right now and we're a couple games back of the Dodgers, but I tell you what, I need to get off my feet because I need to rest.
True.
Like that's not going to fly.
No, you're right. Dylan, appreciate you, man. Thank you. 530 or so people here live. Please subscribe. And thank you for the super chats. Click the dollar sign below the chat box. He says, what's the last series the Padres actually out-homered their opponent at Petco? I trust the Savannah Banana scoring more runs than the Padres right now. That's hilarious.
don't think Savannah Banez put up a lot of runs this weekend.
I mean, yeah, but none of those guys are available for the postseason, even if you sign them, because it's past September 1st. I mean, I have no idea the last time they out-homered someone at Petco. I have no clue. Literally no clue. I don't pay attention like that. I can't think of it in that term. But the issue is the issue. They're 25th in slugging percentage, and they're 28th or 29th in home runs in the sport. So you did the deeper dive. You're like, I'm like, since August 1st, they got to have like the 12th best slug in the sport, right? No. So we looked it up, and it was what, 23rd?
Home runs, not slug.
Home runs. The 23rd most home runs since the trade deadline. 23rd.
Yeah, it was like 35.
23rd. And this doesn't include the last 2 days, you making note of that. They've hit zero.
Yeah. Right.
So they're probably 24th.
They're still bottom of the league. The last
2 days. So that's a big problem. It just is. It's not like Kyle brought this point up. It's not like we're going to say at the end of the World Series, like, the Padres got out homered 6-4. I mean, whatever. Like, it's not always the end-all be-all, but man, it gives you so much more margin for error when you can run into a ball.
And the reason why they are one of the worst home run hitting teams in baseball is because of Manny Machado and Fernando Tatis Jr.
not hitting home runs.
The expectation of those guys were mid-30s. Manny, we'll see. He could hit, you know, 4 or 5 home runs.
Yeah, 27.
That's a lot, right? He'll try his hardest to get to his career numbers.
Yeah.
But this whole thing was predicated on, like, and Jackson Merrill too, by the way. We'll throw Jackson Merrill in the mix as well, because he's only got 10, and you expected Merrill to be in the low 20s. To mid-20s. Yep. You expected Toddy to be in the low to mid-30s. Hell, I mean, can you get to 40 ever again in your career?
But at least Merrill has the excuse of time, missing time.
Right, but it's not like he's missed 100 games.
No, you're right. He's probably missed 40-something. You're right.
And then same thing with Manny. Like, okay, 23 home runs on the year, okay, but now your OPS has dipped below 800. You're probably not going to get the 30, my guy. So the reason why is because of three dudes. You know, look, Gavin Sheets has 19 home runs. That's a career year for him. Xander's got 10, but you never expect Xander to hit more than 15. All right. Jake Cronenworth's got 10. 10 to 15 bombs for Cronenworth in a year, that's on par. All right.
Yep.
And then you got, you know, the others. Liriano's even hit 8 home runs, but he's only played a month and a half. It's because of Manny, Merrill, and Tatis. That's why.
I agree. Let's get back to the conversation in a moment. Do want to remind you about our title sponsor, Mark Nimitz at Farmers. He's been with us since day one of the wrap-up show. That's now over 4 years, by the way, on YouTube, which is incredible. We've been doing this since August of 2021 on YouTube. We've been doing it since, March, April, May of the pandemic season, before the season in 2020. So if you support the channel, please support Mark. It's as simple as that. If you have an insurance need, like any policy coming up, before you renew it, call Mark. He's going to save you money, and he's going to talk to you about your insurance. He's going to talk to you about the Padres. He's a lifelong Padres fan, native San Diegan. I have 3 insurance policies through Mark. If you ever need him, trust me, he will be there for you and your family, because he's been there for my family. So auto, home, renter's life, earthquake, whatever it is, click that link in the description down below. Get free quotes online. Call Mark. He will talk to you about the Padres. He'll talk to you about saving money on your insurance as well. So if you support this channel, please support a terrific insurance agent and our title sponsor since day one of the wrap-up show, Mark Nimitz.
Yeah, all his information is on that ticker down below, mNimitz at farmersagent.com. As Par3's Club mentioned here, mentioned us. Also, when you reach out to Mark, mention us. Let him know that John and Jim from the wrap-up show sent you.
Love that. No, he's a terrific guy. So, I mean, we've known him for so long. Just an absolutely terrific human being. And again, when you need him, he's going to be there for you.
And he loves the Padres. He's very passionate. He
absolutely loves the Padres. He's texting us tonight in the ninth inning. How come every ball they hit goes out and every ball we hit goes to the warning track? And that speaks to an issue the Padres have had this year. There is no doubt about it, their lack of power. Yep. LLM213, thank you, man. He says, Morjon and Miller, the only relievers that scare opposition. You know, I think Estrada's very solid. I know he's taken a step back over the last month. I think Suarez is solid. Yeah, but I kind of tend to agree that I don't think Suarez is really scary as a ninth inning guy. Yes, he throws 100, but every team's closer throws 99 today. Dude. So I would tend to agree.
I was thinking about this. in when that like guy with a huge Boilermaker from the Reds, I forget it, Maxwell or something. Did you see this guy? I mean, this guy was
the
just,
freaking huge guy on the mound.
Dude, he's like the mountain from Game of Thrones. This guy was fucking huge.
I freaking love that guy.
I do too. And he's pumping 100.
Throwing cheddar.
And then they show Mason Miller in the bullpen. I'm like, you know what? Like having a 100-mile-an-hour fastball isn't something that's like everybody has it. It's almost like if you don't have 100, you're the one that you're not going to be in high leverage situations.
Yeah.
I think the one thing that Mason Miller has, I mean, he has 102, and don't get me wrong, 102 and 103, it plays. Yeah. It plays. I think his slider
is filthy.
Is what makes him as dominant as he is, because everyone's sitting 102, and then you get this filthy ass slider coming your way. You're like, I'm fucked.
And they swing right away. I saw someone swung through a slider today that was like 5 feet off the plate, but they just swung because they thought it was going to be a fastball.
It's his slider. It's not his fastball. It's his slider. Now, the slider plays off the fastball. That's why it makes it special.
100%.
And you aren't as dominant with that slider if you don't have the 103 or 102. But still, like, the slider is the nastiest pitch that Miller has. It's fucking filthy, dude. It's ridiculous. But everybody throws 100. And I mean, how many times has he struck out the side with the Padres this year? Like three?
I mean, I think Marty said on social media, or someone said, it's a great point. Like, it's almost surprising when he doesn't have an immaculate inning.
What's going on over there?
There's a train, not in my house.
Oh, and like,
can you hear the train?
Barely. I can barely hear it.
That's crazy. I hear it so loud, but there's a cricket behind me.
Oh, cricket. The rally cricket's back.
There's a legit cricket. He's hopping.
You might want to take care of that.
You want me, why? What, are they bad for me? I don't kill anything.
They,
you want to see?
They carry
it?
These like diseases that they
shut up. Shut up. Hold on. Oh no.
Oh, your stupid camera. Oh, here
Gosh,
we go.
Darn it. Hold on.
Oh my god.
Hold on. I wanted to show everyone the cricket.
Well, can't show the cricket when your camera doesn't work.
Oh, there I am.
Oh,
what's going on here? No, it's not. Hold on.
That's not your camera.
This is my camera, right?
Oh, shit.
Oh, God. Forget it. Can't do it. Can I?
Oh.
All right, whatever.
I just saw. Go look at what's going on. Go look at DSG's Twitter right now. By the
Hold
way,
on, let me get this.
What's happening?
Ass.
What the fuck is happening with your camera?
I need a new cord, dude. Hold on.
What is
Everyone
happening?
Bear with me. Is that off the Insta-Link?
There we go.
Okay.
Go look. Okay. Well, let's lock back in.
Let's lock in. You're right.
Lock back in. Go look at DSG's recent tweet.
Okay. I'm looking right now. I'm on Twitter. Great video from the homie at Fire Fryer Talk.
Just look at the video. I don't need you to read the tweet.
Okay. Hold on. Let me pull it up. What?
Now your microphone's all messed up.
I'm just watching. Oh, wow. I'll tell you one thing Machado can hit. Hold on. I'll fix my mic. My mic's good, right?
Yeah. This is a train wreck. Your mic just like completely like shit itself. God.
Wait, are you telling me the mic's not working?
No, you're fine now, but it was like.
Okay, good. That happens too. We need some new equipment, dude.
I'm fine. I mean, I need a new computer.
But hear me out. So Machado, I'll tell you one thing. He freaking is 1-for-1 against that Gatorade bottle or that jug.
Yeah, the Gatorade bottle stood no chance.
So Machado took out his anger and frustration on a Gatorade freaking cooler in the dugout, which I'm fine with. I have no problem with that. He's just frustrated.
Hey, show emotion. That's kind of what we've always wanted from Manny Machado.
He's just frustrated. Let's get to some of the supers. Guys, subscribe, and thank you for the supers. Apologize for the cricket talk and all the camera issues.
Yeah, the shit
and
show. The
audio and everything else. Matthew says, like I said, when Muncy got back, Dodgers pull away. And that may be the case. It might be.
Maybe.
Their record with and without is absurdly different. Well over 500 compared to under 500 for whatever reason. And maybe Max Muncy's the reason. But they may. They may win. I said this last night.
What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI, because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death. But you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that'll change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It's never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
I said the Dodgers might win this division by 4 or 5 games, and they might lose it. I mean, there was still too much time to really know. I don't know. I think the Dodgers are going to be tested by the Giants. I really do. I think there's still enough time for the Padres, but you can't fall further behind, in my opinion. You cannot fall further behind than 2 games. I think it's on ice if you fall further than 2 games back for me.
Here's where this thing could be decided. The 7 games that the Dodgers have against the Giants and the 7 games the Padres have against the Rockies and the White Sox.
Can you pull this up? Or do you want me to?
Maybe you could pull it up.
It's not like copyright, is it?
No, it's some fan video.
Hold on. So part 3 is a loyal viewer, so let's do it here. Well, it'll play through again. Hold on.
That's loud.
Let's watch it one more time.
That poor Gatorade bottle. Just no chance. Just
wow, I had no chance. Yeah, you're right.
At least he made contact with it.
His slug is like 2,000 off that thing.
He hit that thing when he hit that out of the park.
He hit that thing far.
Yeah, he did.
That thing went well. So what were you saying about the Giants Dodgers?
I said that I think the 7 games that the Dodgers have against the Giants and the 7 games the Padres have against the Rockies and the White Sox could determine this thing. If the Padres roll through the Rockies and the White Sox and the Dodgers struggle with the Giants, that might be the crack in the door that you need to finally break through. Because the Dodgers also play the Phillies for 3, and they also finish up their year in Seattle against a Mariners team that's going to be fighting, you know, for the postseason.
Sure.
So I just look at the Dodgers schedule compared to the Padres schedule, and those 7 games that the Padres have against the Rockies and the White Sox, I think will determine the Padres' fate here. If the Padres go 6-1 in that 7-game stretch, I think they're winning the division. If they even go 5-2, I think they have a good chance to win the division. But if they go 4-3 in those 7 games, they're not winning the division.
I agree with what you're saying. My only concern, I'm going to say it right now, is that because I'm so fearful of this, the Dodgers just take off now. They just decide, you know what?
Yeah, I know.
But let's just go 14-3. End this stupid thing. Let's just do it. Let's just win every series we play from here on out. We've done it every year the last 15 years, had a 14-3 stretch. Let's just do it. Why not? We've toyed long enough. I hope it doesn't happen. I'm just fearful it happens. And then you got no shot because you literally have no shot if they did something like that.
Yeah.
So you better hope for teams like the Giants to play well against teams like the Dodgers. Isaac, thank you, man. He says, Schilt needs to be more pro offense already, LFGSD. I mean, he's done some things here over the last week. He's listened to public opinion. He's listened to the front office. Ryan O'Hearn wasn't playing the first 2 weeks. Now Ryan O'Hearn plays. Right? Gavin Sheets wasn't playing. Now Gavin Sheets plays. You get the point. But you got to go all in, man. You got to freaking put both feet in the deep end with your lineup. Throw caution to the wind. Like I said, the San John Jim, like, it's time. Whatever your best lineup is, field it or use it. And whatever happens, happens.
Now, of course, the lefty's on the mound tomorrow for the Reds.
Yeah, Jesus, I know. You're right. And he's great.
So, like, if tomorrow's lineup has Luis Arraez at first, Ryan O'Hearn out of it, Jose Iglesias at short, Jake Cronenworth at second, like, the whole point is being missed by Mike Schilt. Like, he just, if that happens, he will have successfully fucked up every single starting lineup this entire series.
Entire series. That's a great point.
Entire series. If that happens tomorrow, because there's no way they're sitting Arraez back-to-back games, right?
I mean, it would be surprising. I don't think they've done it this year, probably.
I think there's no way. Now, could be wrong, but if that were to happen, the fuck are you doing?
It's like you're like trying almost too hard and you just are screwing it up. This is so simple.
But the problem lies when you face a lefty. You do not have the roster for an optimal lineup against the left-handed pitcher, especially with Xander Bogaerts injured. You don't have it.
Oh, you're playing a lot of lefties against tough lefties. You just have to.
You have fucking four lefties in your lineup if you want to have the best lineup out there.
Yeah.
And I mean, shit. That's not like great.
Not ideal. I mean, you run up against someone that freaking carves lefties up and you're in trouble.
Sorry,
I don't care how good
lefties,
of a hitter
my
you are.
Bad. Five lefties, Cronenworth, Arraez, O'Hearn, Merrill, Sheets.
Yeah, you're screwed if you're going up against a lefty that freaking like dominates left-handed hitting, which is going to happen, by the way. And I don't care how good of a left-handed hitter you are. If you're going up against a guy that holds lefties to a 120 batting average against, you're screwed. David, thank you, man. Appreciate you. He says, natural Dodger fan. By the way, this symbol equals yen. Thank you, dude. For watching us overseas. He says the Dodgers skimped at the deadline and are limping to the finish line. They have only their hubris to blame. They're vulnerable, but with luck can go all the way. You know what? I agree with that sentiment. I think that maybe they're kind of fortunate to be in this spot. They've kind of messed around, but they're still, I mean, we said it today, Jim, at Fangraphs, they still have a 16% chance of winning the World Series, who's higher than any team in baseball. So, I mean, yeah, it's like they might win 91 regular season games, but they absolutely are to be potentially reckoned with in the postseason. I don't think anyone's going to want to play the LA Dodgers once the postseason starts.
Yeah, who'd want to face Blake Snell and Shohei Ohtani and Freddie Freeman?
Oh, no, I agree with you. I mean, it could be a problem. But yeah. You know, we'll see again. I don't think it's a guarantee or some formality. That's not how baseball works, but I mean, I understand what you're saying. I mean, I think the Dodgers they've played with fire. Like the Padres have played with fire at times this year, but they might get away with it more so than the Padres have quote unquote gotten away with it.
I think their bullpen is going to do them in. Like if I'm looking at teams like their bullpen is going to fuck it up. And I don't think I feel like it's going to end badly for the Dodgers. When that is, I don't know, but
it's interesting.
That bullpen is just...
It's been awful.
It's really bad.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And they relied so much on their bullpen last year in the postseason.
That's a good point. Luke, appreciate you, man. Thank you for maybe a super sticker or just supporting the channel. We appreciate you. Sherry, thank you for the super chat as well. She says, Suarez with 5 outs last night made him tired tonight, ? I mean, that's fair. How many pitches did he throw yesterday? I mean, you know, the old up-down...
Oh, the up down
back to back.
The up down. Just look here. Let's see. Where's Talking Friars bullpen chart when you need it?
Somewhere.
All right. So hold on. Stand by.
Use the bullpen chart or the box score.
I'm using the box score. Pitched 15 pitches last night. 18 pitches tonight.
Well, you saw they had your boy Marinaccio up there because once he gave up the home run, they're like, we don't need to have this guy throw more pitches.
He's pitched three of the last 4 days.
Hold on one second. You got me?
Yeah, Suarez has pitched three of the last 4 days. And he's given up. He gave up a homer. Or did he get – it was a home run, right? Yeah, he gave up a homer in Colorado on Saturday.
Then, and then allowed a walk, and then the tying run was at the plate, I think.
Yeah, so three of his last three appearances, John, 3 2/3, three hits, three earned runs, two home runs allowed.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's not personal. It's like I don't trust
Nothing's
him.
Personal. Nothing's personal.
But I mean, you know, so, I mean, I said it last postseason, I didn't trust him, and he did a nice job in the postseason. I'm just telling you how I feel. And how I feel is I don't trust him, and I wouldn't have him as my closer, and I would make that switch right now. With 17 games left, I'm making that switch tomorrow. If I'm trying to put myself in the best position in the postseason, I want Mason Miller tonight.
Tomorrow. And this is where the loss of Jason Adam like also hurts. Because tell me right now, what would you rather have? This is all with Jason Adam being healthy. 7-8-9 of Morihone, Adam, Miller, or 7-8-9 of Adam, Miller, Suarez.
Say it again.
7-8-9 of Morihone, Adam, Miller, or 7-8-9 of Adam, Miller, Suarez.
They're both really good.
They both are good.
Which would I prefer?
Yeah.
Probably Adam. Oh, well, I don't want Suarez pitching my ninth innings.
Right. So you prefer option. Morihone, Adam, Miller.
Yeah, definitely. Don't you?
Yeah. And this is all predicated that like the starter gets you through six. But
yeah, exactly. I'm typing it in right now for the new poll. Who should be the Padres closer? Suarez, Miller. I mean, we know the answer. I think 80% of people, I won't lead anyone anywhere, but I think 80% say what we think they're going to say. That's my guess. Maybe
as
more.
As dominant as Miller has been, it's like kind of a no-brainer. And the thing is, he's the closer next year. But again, it's not about next year. It's about right now.
Exactly. What are we waiting for?
You traded the best prospect in baseball. Have that guy out there to close out games.
Completely agree. Let's get back to this in a moment. Please subscribe and thank you for the super chats. We're going to get to all of them here tonight. Do want to remind you about our friends over at Lucky Box. Listen, the next time you're at a Lucky Box machine, use our promo code. All right. Pick up a card. Pick up a mystery card. Use our promo code Padres, all lowercase. You'll get $5 off. We were in Vegas. Awesome, awesome experience. And I picked up, out of this vending machine, pops the Fernando Tatis Jr. Auto 10, which was just super cool. And the next time you're in Vegas, you got to take advantage of one of these machines. They're in Vegas. They're coming to Southern California. They're in other cities in the U.S. Click the link in the description or go to luckyboxvending.com to find out where they're located. But you can pick up a sports card. You can pick up a Pokemon card. You can pick up an autographed sports jersey, and you get to choose. You get to choose if it's sports card or Pokemon or autographed jersey. And again, you get $5 off just by using our promo code Padres, all lowercase. So make sure to check them out. They're coming to Southern California. The next time you're in Vegas, you have to hit one up. We had a couple of people tag us in tweets over the weekend that used our promo code in Vegas. So make sure to take advantage of that the next time you're at a Lucky Box vending machine.
And if you want insider perks, early location drops, or exclusive giveaways like signed memorabilia, all you got to do is sign up to their Golden Ticket Loyalty Rewards Program. Go to their website, luckyboxvending.com. It's free of charge. All you got to do is use your email and your phone number, sign up. Or if you want to scan the QR code at any machine, do that as well. But again, if you want early location drops or even chances to win exclusive giveaways, just sign up at luckyboxvending.com.
I agree. I thought you might follow up with this, Rocket, because what you put is, hey, if they play like this, they'll have a first round exit. He says, it's not that they don't have a shot. It's playing the way they did today will 100% lead to a first round exit. Going down early is never good in October. I think, going down in games. I don't like that formula either. If you look at the Padres, Jim, over the last 3 weeks, they're trailing more often than leading, or their opponent is scoring first more often than they are. That's a terrible combination for winning in the postseason, and I do think that's very concerning heading into October.
Yeah, I'd be curious to see here how many times they've trailed early in the game So it trailed the first, these last two games. And then ironically, you know, Sunday and Saturday, they got out to those early leads. Friday last week, obviously, we know what happened there. And then Baltimore, I don't think they led early on in any of those games. Yeah, Baltimore jumped out to leads early in all of those games.
What's interesting is that they're actually good when their opponent scores first, but they're 30-37.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good record in the major leagues for your opponent scoring first. But the point is the point. They're well under 500 when they don't score first. So that could be a problem.
Could be. Maybe don't give up bombs every time in the first inning to the opposing team.
It's insane, dude.
I mean, Tyler, then it just like this. Completely defeats the purpose of having your best defense out there. You can't catch the baseball. Now, Fernando Tatis Jr. is doing that for you, actually. He's
somehow.
But guess what? He's always in the lineup in right field. It's never changing.
Yeah. I mean, when's the last time a Padre had a game like Tyler Stevenson had today? And I get it. One of his home runs didn't count. It was now. Tell me the last time a Padres hit a go-ahead home run in the ninth inning and with another at-bat in a game, hit a home run or should have hit a home run. You know what I mean? Like, that's a very impactful game. What Tyler Stevenson did today is an extremely impactful game that you don't get very often.
Like, late in the game?
Yeah.
Hold on.
But I'm saying not just a home run late in the game. He should have had two home runs. Bless you.
Good question. Let me think about this real quick. Let me look at this real quick.
I mean, I'm sure I'm missing something recently, but when did that happen? Someone tell me.
Late in
Kevin Sheets.
Late in a game.
Yeah, like ninth inning of a tie game. I mean, again, it's not happening every day.
Walk off homer.
Yeah, those are good.
Honestly, dude, I don't remember. I have no idea.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm looking back here, and I'm in June right now, and I'm like, okay, where's the walk off homer?
There was a big home run from Machado in Atlanta in the ninth inning. I want to say again, that's not a walk off. Toddy had a walk off homer, first of his career.
Yeah, Manny had a big home run. That was early in the season, though. Against
very early, I think it was May
when he was energized still.
Rocket, thank you, man. He says, especially when your offense is inconsistent, following up on if they go down early, it's not a good combination. Yeah, I agree. I mean, how tight were they in games 4 and 5 of the postseason or the NLDS last year? I mean, you can't. You go down in a decisive game, you're screwed. If the Padres go down in a decisive game this October, I have no faith in them winning it. Would you agree with that, Jim? If it's game 3 of a wildcard series and they trail 2-0.
No, I think they can. No, I wouldn't feel like it's the end of the world. If they trailed 5-0, end of the world.
But you think they would tighten up and look like the team we saw there at the end of last year's postseason, as opposed to look like the team we've seen at times?
Potentially. I mean, I'd feel much better about it at home than on the road. But look, 2-0, 3-0. If it's early on the game, if it's early on, like if they go down 3-0 in like the second inning.
Right.
There's enough time for them to mount a comeback, especially knowing that they don't hit home runs and they have to fight their way for every run. There's plenty of time. If they keep it at 3, it's all predicated on that. If they kept it at 3, I feel like they could come back. But if they go down like 5-6-0, they're not winning that game.
Yeah, well,
they don't have the 3-run homer in their pocket. They don't have the clutch 3-run homer late in the game in their pocket. Like, they just don't have that. So they got to keep things close. Tonight was a game I honestly was about to tweet out, like, who hits the game-winning sac fly for the Padres? Because it was shaping up for another, like, Schulte sac bunt, sac fly game over the tug. Right?
Yeah, you're right.
Until but then Suarez. The Reds were like, oh, actually, we hit home runs. We don't play that way. That's great that you play that way, but that's like the baseball in like the 70s. So yeah. We're going to do the new way to play in baseball is just, we're going to fucking mash.
I like their lineup. Again, their team, they're fine. I think the Padres are a better team, but I mean, the Reds lineup has showed out the last couple of days. JD's third thank you says, it's really baffling how we focus on the pitching. That's been our strength all season. It's the offense. The offense is a major problem. Playoffs. I mean, they're going playoffs. To the playoffs. And the pitching is, I don't even know what to think of their pitching, honestly. Sometimes the starting pitching sucks. The last turn through, they've gotten five innings, five straight games. That's good by Padres standards.
King was good tonight. Okay, I thought King was good. But the problem is, like, even if King goes five and gives up two, the offense remains the issue.
Yeah. It does.
I mean, without Jackson Merrill tonight.
I was going to say, you had one hit. You had one hit that mattered. One hit. Merrill hit a ball over first.
One hit.
Who had the other hit? I mean, Merrill did the double. They
struck Liriano.
Is that what it was?
I think it was. Was it?
Yeah, you're probably right. He would be.
No, it was O'Hearn.
Oh, I remember it. It was an O'Hearn single early.
Yeah, and then Manny, another 0-for-4 from Manny.
Two Ks.
Oof, he's hit his last 15 games sitting 148.
That high?
Hey, it's Manny. As Schultz says, he's Manny Machado.
He'll figure it out. He said he'd figure it out. Kevin, appreciate you. Thank you. He says Dodgers are healthier than last year going into the playoffs. Starters look elite, but bullpen is complete trash. I mean, that's not the best combination to have a bullpen. I mean, at the end of the day, you got to get 27 outs. You can't just sit on a lead in the postseason. But yeah, I agree with you, Jim. I think what you said is spot on. I think that they'll ultimately be done in by it. I don't know how or when or why, but I think they got a decent chance to be done in by their bullpen. That would be my guess.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not an invincible bullpen. You know, I think at the end of the day, if this team loses in the postseason, it's going to be mostly because of their offense. I think. Patrick. Like when we discuss their postseason games, if we're discussing them losing a series and getting eliminated, I think one of the first things we're going to talk about is their offense.
And let me ask you this. If the Dodgers are eliminated, what's the first thing people will be talking about?
Their bullpen.
Be my guess. Although, again, they've scored some of the fewest runs in baseball since the 3rd of July.
They have. That's true. That is definitely true. So but they do have an offensive problem. But, I mean, yeah. Yeah.
But I kind of think that their lineup is again, fully capable, obviously.
Hey, Hashman. All right, guys. Bro, hey, Hashman. Are you a Dodger fan trying to troll our chat? Because I have
because for you. We don't need you. Life.
Get a fucking life. Like,
we can do that. We don't need you.
Hey, go watch go Dodger channel.
Enjoy your basement. Although then again, I'm sitting at like a kitchen table. All right. Use our promo code Get to Petco Park this week against the Reds or this weekend against the Rockies. With our friends over at SeatGeek. And as you guys know, we've been able to hook you guys up with our promo code PODSWRAP, PADSWRAP. You'll get $20 off your first order at SeatGeek of $50 or more. That's right. $20 off your first purchase of $50 or more with promo code PODSWRAP, PADSWRAP. Just click the link in the description, download the app, have the code automatically added to your account so you can use it later. Do want to thank our friends over at SeatGeek. How much to get into the Wednesday 5:40 start, GM? Ooh. I'm going to say... Oh, $14. I have noticed the crowds the last two nights. Someone tell me if I'm wrong, because I'm sure a number of you have been there. Crowds are not as filled. I mean, it is the Reds, but you know, they're announcing 40K, but the games, there's seats available for these games, is my point.
There's
but
seats available.
You can get in again for under $20 with fees. You could take advantage of some really good seats for $40. You know, I mean, you could look at this section 118, $39. So use our promo code PODSWRAP. Click the link in the description down below. This is the price with fees, by the way, and get $20 off. Thanks to our friends over at SeatGeek.
Yeah, it's SeatGeek's MLB's official ticket marketplace. Your tickets, they're fully guaranteed and instantly fulfilled in your account after purchase. All you got to do is use our promo code when you check out for your very first purchase. If you purchased with SeatGeek before, promo code's not going to work. But if you've not purchased with SeatGeek before, you're in luck. Use our promo code PODSWRAP, PADSWRAP, for $20 off your very first order.
Someone buy those tickets. $89 with fees for tomorrow, section 104. Look at that. You're like directly behind home plate.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, I mean, so get over to SeatGeek, get to Petco. Padres could use, obviously, the win and your support come tomorrow night. All right, let's get back to some of the Super Chats. Again, if you haven't subscribed, please do that. We have to have past 9,600, correct?
We have. Yeah, we have.
Thank you, guys. We're past 96. Help us get to 9,700 subscribers, and thank you for the Super Chats.
10K,
we need to get to 10,000.
10K. 10K.
Come on.
10K.
Come on. Grayson, thank you for the super. Grayson says, let's all write letters to Schilt and win the World Series. Like, what would we put in the letters? Like, our ideal lineups? I love that idea.
I do. I like that idea. He'd probably, like, scoff at everything.
He was like, I agree with something you tweeted out, by the way, post game. You're like, he's never been, like, happier after a loss. He was so, like, smiley and, like, willing to, like, entertain the questions.
He was so happy. Like, he sounded like, up until the Manny question by Kyle Glazer, where he's like, come on, it's Manny Machado. What the fuck are you asking me that question for? Up until that point, man, you would not have known that they lost the game. He was so happy.
Yeah, he was into the questions. Like, hey, your starters have gone five straight games. He's like, oh, yeah, they have.
It's like, man, it's like the bullpen's been great. Suarez has been great. Everyone's been great. Everyone's like, great.
Well, I don't know how everything's great Suarez has
it's
been.
All great. Everything's great.
JD's third, appreciate you, man. He says, Manny said his stats don't matter as long as the team is winning. Did he say that tonight?
I'm sure he's probably said that. Again, but here's the problem, and that's a good point, JD's third. They're going to win. Like, Manny needs to have good stats.
Right.
They're not going to win a World Series if you suck, Manny. You're not. You're 19-17 now, I think it is, or 19-16 now since August 1st. 19-16 since August 1st.
No, it might 1st. Be 19-17. One or the other.
You're 19-16 or 19-17 since August 1st, and you've sucked ass since then. And it's actually gone back further than that, by the way. Like, since the start of the second half, you have been ass. The team is right hovering around 500 in the second half. So they need your stats. You're not going to be winning unless you have stats, unless you perform. So, like, I don't want to hear it. Just, like, be better. Fuck.
It's beginning to set in for me, by the way, that, like, barring them going, like, hear me out. Barring how many games left? 17? 17. Barring a 12-5 finish, they're going to Wrigley Field. And even a 12-5 finish doesn't get... Yeah. But doesn't it feel like that? Like, you're three games back of the Cubs.
Yeah, it feels like going to Wrigley is what's going to happen. Man, that's going to be scary.
That's not easy at all. I mean, Jim had the point earlier in the month or within the last week that the Padres have been awful against good teams on the road this year. That's not to say that trend will continue for forever, but I think 1-9 or 1-10 in those series this year against playoff caliber teams on the road. I mean, barring them turning this thing around right now, I know they're 3-1 in the last four. Maybe they do the 5-2 homestand like Jim's been talking about. I mean, they basically have to. If they want to get a seed other than the 5 seed, they kind of have to.
Kyle Tucker can just go on the IL.
But, I mean, will he be back? I'm sure plan is yes.
Probably. But even without Kyle Tucker, and Kyle Tucker is a very important piece to their team, that team hits bombs. And by the way, just like looking at, you know, we've talked a lot about how this team, the Padres, they don't have an answer for left-hand starting pitching. You want to know who the best pitcher on the Cubs is and would be their game one starter?
Is his first name left and his last name handed?
Correct.
Who is it?
Matthew Boyd.
Oh, yeah. His numbers are filthy.
12-8 this year with a 2.92 ERA.
Yep.
And 166 in the third, and he's pitched. And then I'm just looking at their home runs. I'm just like, dude, the Cubs, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Padres have two guys with 20-plus home runs. The Cubs have six.
Yeah, balanced lineup.
PCA got 28. Suzuki's got 27. Bush got 26. Dansby Swanson's got 22. Kyle Tucker's got 22. Ian Happ's got 20.
They got a little bit of the benefit
Carson
of the
ballpark. Carson Kelly, their catcher's got 16.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, like here's the point. Like from Ray, like he says, you go 12-5, you being San Diego. LA goes 9-8, you win the division. But they go anything better than 9-8, you don't. So, I mean, LA would only have to go 10-7 in that scenario to win the division. That's not crazy. Cubs, you bring up a good point. Who knows? Maybe they slip. Maybe they slide. Tucker's on the IL. I mean, maybe it happens. But
I just wouldn't want to go to Wrigley Field in October. Like, for a three-game series in October, if you have a – if you're in a division round or even an NLCS, which wouldn't happen at this point, it's like, okay, right. You still to play games at Petco Park, but like a three game series, win or go home at Wrigley Field in October. Bruh.
No. Yeah. You don't want that. You don't want that. Zach says, hear me out with Adam's injury and Estrada running out of steam. I'm coming around to Musgrove. Oh, here
no,
we go.
No, no, no. Estrada's not running out of steam. He's done extremely well. Just take if the teams aren't called the Dodgers or the Rockies at Coors Field, Estrada's been fantastic.
And I mean, Estrada gives you a 100% better chance than Musgrove right now. You can't just ask Musgrove to step in and face like 5, 6, 7 in the Cubs lineup,
right?
And like, and I know he's joking. I know he's joking, but you just can't. You can't. Look at this, by the way. We need the Padres to win the division. Okay.
100 subs.
Because Parthers Club is going to gift 100 subs or memberships if the Padres win the division. He's already gifted like 50 plus over the last month, which is incredibly generous.
I need it more
generous.
Than I need air to breathe is what I'm saying right now.
That's what we need. Parthers Club, how many would you gift if they just make the postseason? But that is... That's very kind. So I listen. Possible. Again, is it likely? No, it's not likely. Mathematically, no, it's not likely. But 17 games. This has been their magic number this year, Jim. The 14-3, the 17 game runs that they've had. I mean, am I counting on them going 14-3 to close? Let me answer that. No, not really. But they've done it twice. Could they do it a third time? I mean, it's going to take something like that to potentially win the division. Unfortunately, maybe not. Maybe not. But you want the division, go play like you want the division.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why the seven games against those shitty teams that I mentioned, the Rockies and the White Sox, that's going to be a huge piece of this puzzle here. And shit, if they swept that, which I don't think they're going to, but if they did, if they went 7-0 against the Rockies and the Cubs, 12-5 is absolutely in play.
Oh, yeah. You're exactly right. I agree with that. Hold on real quick. Pull that down, please. Okay. Guys, we do want to remind you about our friends over at Underdog. They have a terrific offer going on for our viewers right now. If you use our promo code in the link below, PodsRap, PADSWRAP, you're going to get $50 in bonus funds by playing just $5. Plus, wait, there's more. 50% deposit match up to $1,000 with our promo code, plus a free gimme pick, which looks like higher or lower than a half. Total plate appearance for Fernando Tatis Jr., higher or lower than a half passing yard for Patrick Mahomes. They're giving you a pick'em, and you just need to pair it with one other pick'em, and then you can win. So it's simple and it's easy. There's no easier or simpler place to play fantasy than with Underdog. And again, you're getting so many offers with our promo code PODSRAP, PADSWRAP. Get $50 in bonus funds by playing $5. Take advantage of the 50% deposit match up to $1,000 and get that free gimme pick thanks to our friends at Underdog.
Yeah, there's a QR code right here. Scan it. We'll take you to the App Store. Download Underdog Fantasy. Use our promo code when you sign up. PodsRap. Start playing today.
All right. Let's do it again tomorrow. We will lead you up to first pitch tomorrow. Thankfully, actually, it's an evening game, so we can talk about it, obviously, tomorrow on John and Jim, and then, of course, tomorrow on the wrap-up show as well. Padres and Reds, game three, critical game. Andrew Abbott is a very tough left-handed pitcher. That's who the Padres will be facing. I don't even know who's throwing tomorrow. Is it Nick Pivetta?
Nick Pivetta.
Man, that is a matchup, dude. Yeah, that total, that over-under is going to be low. Pivetta, Abbott, runs are at a premium tomorrow, as they typically are in Padres games. So enjoy watching a lineup that includes like Mason McCoy and Elias Diaz. All right, subscribe to this channel. We have year-round content for Padres fans, right? Smash the like button for us. Follow us on X at John Schaefer, at Jim Russell SD. Appreciate those that come here on replay with the super thanks. If you're here on replay, yes, we do appreciate those super thanks. So thank you for doing that. Thank you to those that have become members. Thank you to Par Threes Club for support of this channel with those gifted memberships as well. And then support our partners, Mark Nimitz at Farmers, our title sponsor, and our friends at Lucky Box and Humboldt Casino and SeatGeek and Underdog Fantasy. So Padres fall 4-2 to the Reds in game two, and we'll catch up tomorrow at 2 p.m. on John and Jim on San Diego Sports 760. Kevin Acey will join the show at 4 Jim. I'm John. This has been the wrap-up show. Thanks, guys.
Peace. If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.